Blog Talk Radio.
We want to thank you
for spending your radio money with us.
If we don't deliver you cutting-edge entertainment, then the next hour is free of charge.
This is Deep End Radio.
DeepEndMedia.net.
The Wendy Schofield Show.
On the last Wendy Schofield Show.
Virgo. And my name is Wendy. I like a man who knows how to court a woman. A man who loves God. A strong man. A real man. And if you fit this description, come with me.
Float on. Float on. Float on.
Leo, I'm Floyd. I love a woman who is independent, thought-provoking, and willing to satisfy me. Full of fire and desire, and if this is you, float on.
Float, float on.
Come on, come on, come on, baby.
Float on, float on.
Float with all y'all.
Float, float on.
Come with me, baby.
Y'all crazy.
The Wendy Schofield Show, right here on Deep End Media. The Miss Sucker Radio Show.
Come on, it's dirty.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins. How are you?
I say good morning, dirty.
Hi.
How you doing, son?
I am fantastic.
Wow.
Yes, my hair is down today, but when I am fixed up, you might want to watch out.
I'm sorry.
This ain't nothing you want to record.
I ain't got my glasses in, baby. I ain't got my suspenders on either.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming over here just to say hello to the Winston Tubber Radio Show.
You have snuff in your mouth?
Nah, don't you worry about what I got in my mouth, little boy. What they call you, young heartbreak?
It's the heartbreaker, Vincent Tucker, with Miss Gina,
Yellow Star,
and comedian Sable Rhymes.
Only on Deep End Radio. Two guys talking sports
from a fan's perspective.
I just like what Carolina's putting together. That quarterback is better than Chad Henne.
So would you say at the end of the season that you're willing to say Carolina's going to have a better record than the Dolphins?
I think so. I think Carolina will have a better record than the Dolphins, because the Dolphins have a tougher division in the AFC East.
So are we taping this?
Okay, so yeah, end of the season, I want to go back to that one, because I'm not buying. Cam Newton is good, but I'm not buying him as a quarterback as far as leading them to the promised land or winning season. I'm not buying it.
It's Rocket Boy Fisher.
This is the RF Sports Show.
Coming at you twice a week. Only on
Deep End Media.
Cutting Edge Entertainment.
On air, online, and on Twitter and Facebook. Log on to twitter.com/deependradio to follow us.
And like us on our Facebook fan page.
This is
Deep End Radio.
This is the RF Sports Show.
Rocket Voice Fisher together talking nothing but the hottest topics in sports.
Live and on Deep End Radio.
Welcome everyone to a special edition of the RF Sports Radio Show. This is our Super Bowl 46 pregame show. Getting you guys ready for Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis as the Patriots look to put themselves in immortality as far as football goes when they take on their team that they had to play in 2007, the New York Giants. So we're going to talk a lot about that game, of course. We're going to set everything up. And let me bring on my co-host real quick. Royce, how you doing today, sir?
Right now, how you doing, man? I'm out scrambling, running around, getting my favorites, my party favorites, my food, everything ready for the big game tomorrow.
You have a Super Bowl party tomorrow?
I'm having my own.
Am I invited?
Yeah, you're invited.
Okay, cool.
Only if you bring something.
Okay, what do you have to bring?
Just bring
appetite.
No, don't bring appetite. Just bring a good football mentality.
Okay.
Look forward to a good game.
Okay.
I want somebody by my side we can comment with. We talk about the game as it's played.
Okay.
And sometimes you have to keep your mouth shut.
Do you want
to
invite
no women? No women, because, you know, most women get abused on Super Bowl Sunday for getting in the way.
And do you want to invite the fans to come as well? Or?
No, they can watch it. We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
Everybody can have their own private party. I'd like to watch the game alone this time.
Well, we are going to be blogging live each and every quarter of the Super Bowl, so make sure you find us at rfsportsradio.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio. Let's get to the pregame part of this show. The pregame part of this particular contest between these two teams, because I'm really up in the air as far as who I want to pick. In the sake of full disclosure,
well,
let me
just
say,
like both teams.
And that's the point. That's what I want to say. I don't like either team. Number one, I am a Cowboy fan. All right. Every year, I drink the Jerry Kool-Aid. I want the Cowboys to go all the way.
So you relapse.
No mistake about it.
So you said you relapsed on the Jerry Kool-Aid.
Well, the thing is this. Okay, the Giants are in our division. We had a chance to go, but the Giants did their job. They made it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And of course, I have this hatred for for the New England Patriots. You know, I don't like the Patriots. I don't like Tom Brady. I don't like Bill Belichick. I don't like the Patriots. And yet I have to spend another Super Bowl Sunday watching them play for the fifth time.
Well, Rodney, you have to give both teams credit. They both made it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody picked this team from the get-go. And they are in the Super Bowl. It is what it is. You get the best of the AFC. And the best of the NFC. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great rematch. The Giants feel like they stole a game from the Patriots. The Patriots feel like the Giants
stole a game from them.
Right. So it's a good way. I'm looking forward to it because both teams think they can beat each other.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great team.
And that's the whole thing. You know,
and it's a victory.
I can't figure out where I want to go, what pick I want to make. And I'm going to make a pick not based on my opinion, not based on how I feel about either team, but I'm going to try my best to make this a pure football
judgment.
Pick.
Right.
Pure football pick. So I want the fans' help. So give us a call, 214-699-1942. I want to hear your pick for the Super Bowl as well. Let's go through a couple of key factors. I kind of outlined a couple of things I think are going to help me make a pick and hopefully help you make a good football pick as well, too. Okay, so I want to go through, first of all, the road to the Super Bowl for both teams. Now, the Giants at 9-7 had a bumpier road to get there. They finished the season 8-8. I'm sorry, they finished the season just right above 500, 9-7. And the thing about the Giants is they had to go on an incredible run to get to the Super Bowl.
You're right.
It really started with that loss to Green Bay. You know, they got very close to beating Green Bay, who was undefeated at the time. They went on. They beat the Patriots this season. Let me just say that. And they beat the Cowboys twice, both on the road and both at home, to take over the NFC East division and get to the Super Bowl. But when they got in the playoffs, it got even harder for them then. They had to go to Green Bay. And they had to play the Falcons at home, beat the Falcons, which they did handily. They only limited the Falcons to only 2 points that game. Then they went on the road to Green Bay, beat the Packers at home in Lambeau Field, similar to what they did in 2007. Then they go and play the San Francisco 49ers, who everyone thought had the best well-rounded team in the NFL when you talk in terms of offense, defense, and special teams. They beat them in overtime, and now they're in the Super Bowl. You look at the Patriots' road to the Super Bowl. The Patriots were 13-3, so you could say they had a great season, you know, at 13-3. But at 13-3, they didn't beat not one team this entire regular season with a winning record that was over 500. But they did beat the Ravens, who were a team over 500 as well, although the Ravens missed that field goal. So you look at both of these roads to the Super Bowl, and if you look at both teams, which one do you think had the hardest road and who may have got an easier way to get there?
You know, I hear what you're saying. One thing I learned, Rodney, you're really interested in this game, but one thing I will say I learned to do, and most fans are going to learn to do it, take me a while to do it, the two halves to the season.
Yeah.
The first half and the second half.
Right.
You know, you really can't pay attention to the first half, especially after this year, after they went to the strike, the lockout, season started late. Everybody was eager.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some teams took a while to get together. Some teams took it right off.
Right.
And so that's the first half. I never pay attention to the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the second half.
Second
it's
half.
How you finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked this Giants team, if you remember, from the beginning of the season to win that division.
You did. You did.
Because I couldn't see anybody in that division, including the Cowboys.
You were one of the few people who picked that team. A lot of people picked the Eagles to
win. Right, the Eagles to win. I didn't pick the Eagles. I thought everybody thought the Eagles were a fantasy team.
Right.
Same with Miami. But having said that, it's how you finish the season. And if you look at the Giants, they start out in disarray.
Right.
But at that halfway point, the eighth game, had, you know, 16 games, something clicked.
Right.
That's when a team, when you see a team click,
mm-hmm.
That's what we saw with Denver. We saw with San Francisco. You know, they stay strong. But when it comes to Tom Brady and Eli Manning, we're talking about, you know, they talk about some of the other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
These two are the most consistent in the league. And these two coaches, you know, Tom Coughlin's been there longer than anybody.
We're going to get into both.
Belichick has too.
Yeah, we're going to get
into. But having said that, I think the Giants had the hardest road to get there.
Think so?
I think they do, and I think they had the toughest road to get there, and I think they had to prove more than anybody to get there. Everybody in the Patriots are going to be in the top three teams, but it is what it is.
We are going to have a third person join us for this pregame show as well. As promised, this guy here has been riding with the Patriots through thick and thin. I promised him if they made it to the Super Bowl, I will let him come on and co-host our pregame show. So without further ado, let me bring on the number one Patriot fan that I know, host of Test Drive America, Mr. Chris Fisher. How you doing today, sir?
We have a champion, my friend.
Let me think.
Now, if your listeners are familiar with your show, I believe I told you at the beginning of the season where we were going to be at the end of the season. Am I right there where I said we were going to be?
Be one
now,
of
America,
now,
because I'm going in on you today. Because you picked them to lose every game. Even after your team was out of it, you went and reached for a team to beat us. Tebow was going to beat us. Buffalo was going to beat us early in the season. Flacco was going to beat us. What do you have to say to yourself, folks?
Well, I mean, basically, I have said at the beginning of the show, I don't like the Patriots. And I pick according to that fact that I do not like the Patriots. So, yeah, okay, I have to eat some of those words today because they are in the Super Bowl. I would admit that.
Well, I told you what we're going to be.
I would admit that. I'll let you go ahead. You got. I give you 60 more seconds. Go right ahead. You have the floor. Your Patriots
right.
in the Super Bowl. I give you 60 seconds.
I told you. All season long. I told you, right? I am football. All season long. Fantasy league. Your co-host Russ had Patriots. Where was he at the end of the fantasy football league, and where were you at the end? I told you all season long. Your host says he knows sports, but I know football better than your host.
Well, Chris, I have a question for you. At some point during the season, you know, did you really click? Did it really click that the Patriots are really going to win this thing, and the team was fully together, and they were playing their best football in their division?
Yes, even still. Yes, even still, I told them at the beginning of the season, we will be right there, fighting for a ring. And his team will be at home. Fish.
Well, we know where your alliance is with the Patriots, but I'm going to ask you about the other team. Are you surprised to see the Patriots having to play the Giants in the Super Bowl?
Not really. I mean, they weren't going to play the Cowboys.
And how does that make you feel as a Patriot fan, knowing that the one team that stopped your perfect season in 2007, with the miraculous plays in the fourth quarter, how does it make you feel that now you have a chance to get revenge against that team or can meet the same fate that you met in 2007?
Oh, it feels great, man, knowing that we're going to get the revenge right back on somebody who had the flu games to play to begin with.
So you feel confident in this team that they can exercise,
hey man,
those demons?
I told you all season. Why would there be any reason for me to feel otherwise?
Well, there you go. You heard it right here from the number one Patriot fan I know.
And you know what's so weird about this Super Bowl? You're going to have two of the coaches that's going in the Hall of Fame and also two quarterbacks.
It could go. You're right.
Oh, wow. You got
the We're going to talk about the coaches right. as well, too. You know, and thank you again, Chris, for joining us. If you want to get in contact with Chris, make sure you go to TestDriveAmericaTV.com or follow him on Twitter at TestDrive. AMER to follow him on Twitter. He's going to be tweeting all day during the Super Bowl about the Patriots. So follow him at Test Drive AMER to follow Chris Fish, the number one Patriot fan I know. Let's get back into the road to the Super Bowl, and I think you hit the nail on the head. The Giants did have a much tougher road to get there, but they've been this way before. Now, if you look at the Giants having a tougher road, it's always about which team gets hotter at the right time. You feel like the Giants are the hotter team right now?
Yeah, I really do. But I think it's even.
Think it's even?
Yeah, the last half of the season, the Patriots got hot.
Yeah.
You know, they came out and did their thing.
But look at the conference championships games, the AFC championship and the NFC championship, okay? The Patriots, they put themselves in position to be in the lead towards the end of the game, but that missed field goal from the Ravens really propelled them to the Super Bowl. Had he made that field goal, they'd have went in overtime, just like the Giants had to go into overtime. And I think we have to draw some dissimilarities between both teams there, because the Giants put themselves in position to win the game by scoring that late field goal to put it in overtime, then getting the fumble, then go ahead and winning the game. The Patriots did everything to get the lead, but just got lucky in not losing the game.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But, you know, think about going to the Super Bowl. Really, the two best teams really don't play each other, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have seen the Giants play San Francisco for the championship. Yeah, I think everybody would like that.
But they play each other for the NFC championship.
Right. But I would like to have seen the Patriots play, you know, somebody else that was better. Not the Broncos to get there, you know.
Right, I see what you're saying,
but,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Another team that was more equivalent to them, but that's the way it works. You know, wild card teams, you know, get in, and that's the way the system's set up. But I'm glad to see this rematch. Nobody ever thought it would be a rematch
between these
two.
You're right,
and that's a good build up right there. And I'm anxious to see it, and I'm pretty sure it'll be a lot of people watching this game.
Well, I think I'm gonna give the nod myself to the Giants as far as the road to get to the Super Bowl. Although the Patriots did finish 13-3. But again, no regular season wins over teams with a winning record has to do something. You know, you have to get some kind of knock against that. Let's go to the quarterback play for both teams. Look at both quarterbacks. This season, Manning has had a 61% completion rate. He's also thrown for 4,933 yards, 29 TDs, and 16 interceptions. Tom Brady, a 66% completion rate. He threw for 5,235 yards, 39 TDs, 12 interceptions, and really, Brady has been the best player on his team all season long. They had one of the worst defenses in the NFL in history. So Brady, his arm has taken them this far. Right. So you look at both quarterbacks, which one do you like?
Well, Ronnie, when it comes to quarterbacks, it's kind of hard to pick. Both of these guys can pull a game out in the last second. Both of these guys are terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these guys have been there before. I personally think it's going to come down to the receivers. We're looking at some of the best receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to get open? Who's going to make yards after catch?
Right.
And if you're talking about yards after catch, I got to get that to the Patriots.
Yeah,
but
I would
at the same
too.
Time, New York has the same thing with Victor Cruz.
Mm-hmm. And also Manningham,
so,
and the players they have as well.
As far as the quarterbacks, I say they're both capable of winning the Super Bowl, to me.
Well, both have won.
Right.
Super Bowl.
So that's why I say it's going to come down to that offensive line. Which offensive line can protect the quarterback, because you give both up time.
You can't really, if you look at offensive lines, you have to look at defensive lines too. Which defensive lines will put the most pressure?
So it's I say it's gonna come down to the line guys and special teams.
Let me ask you about the quarterbacks in this backpack. I think it's gonna be huge for this game. I think it'll be a close game no matter who wins. Which quarterback to you is more of a clutch quarterback, Eli Manning or Tom Brady?
I can't pick one. I think they both are. I think Tom Brady has more comebacks, but lately
he's played a little more.
He's played a little more than Eli Manning, but Eli Manning has family traits. Yeah. I mean, it's just in his DNA, you know, and he's done it.
You know, and surprising to some, I had to think that Eli's a little more clutch than Brady, because if you think about it, the games that Eli's won, we've seen them this season especially, in the fourth quarter, he's the best quarterback in the fourth quarter this season. His completion ratio is off the charts in the fourth quarter. He's thrown those late-game touchdowns to win. And in 2007, he threw a touchdown to Plessico Burris to win the Super Bowl in 2007. You go back and look at some of Brady's wins, he's been able to move the ball down the field to put them in position to win. But it's been that kick from Adam Vinatieri or whoever to win those Super Bowls for the Patriots. It hasn't been that touchdown, miraculous throw to win a Super Bowl.
And then look at the mentality. Tom Brady became a quarterback trying to prove to everybody, you know, he was a
right.
late draft pick.
Right.
You know, when he got the chance. So he has went on revenge thing.
Yeah.
And if you look at Eli Manning, he was born a quarterback.
That's
from
right.
birth.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. He was calling shots before he got to the NFL.
His dad was a quarterback. His brother was. I'm pretty sure from a small boy, he was trained to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, that's his makeup.
But Brady had a big season this year, though. Brady had a huge season this year.
Both quarterbacks have the will to win. Both quarterbacks can win. Both quarterbacks are clutch because if you look at them, they're a lot alike.
Right.
So it's hard to pick one as the favorite.
So would you think it would be fair to call it
I said it's a tie.
Okay.
I would say it's a tie between the quarterbacks.
I consider that square. I mean, because I think Eli Manning is very clutch, but I think Tom Brady, with his experience, he's been there a couple of times, that kind of makes up for that because he can still put his team in position to win regardless of the fact. Let's look at the offense as a whole. Like you mentioned, the wide receiver core for both of these teams. The Giants wide receivers are really the wide receivers, you know. But the Patriots wide receivers are the tight ends.
Right.
Gronkowski, Hernandez, they run that the slot guy with Wes Welker. He's been their lead receiver this year. So if you look at both of these total offenses, you can't really count the running games. Neither team has the great running game. Of course, the Giants have a two-headed monster with Amar Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs, but neither one of those guys have rushed for 1,000 yards this season. So you look at the whole offense as a whole, moving the ball up and down the field. Which offense do you like more in this game?
Well, you know, right now I thought about this long and hard. And like I said, it comes down to the quarterback and the receivers. Both of these quarterbacks know how to lead their receivers. They put the ball at you know, where nobody can intercept it. It's leading the receiver. It's usually only where they can catch it. And it's yardage out to catch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, both of these quarterbacks are capable of that.
Right.
And the tight ends for New England are just fantastic. They led the league in touchdowns and reception.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on the Giants side, they had, you know, Victor Cruz led all everybody in receiving. But I say it's dead even. I mean, you know, you start thinking about just the tight ends of New England, and you got Deion Branch.
Yeah.
You got Wes Welker. You got to continue.
The wide receivers.
You know, the wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, if you try to lock down the Giants receiver, you got three guys you got to lock down.
You know, here's the thing, though. I don't think.
And a running back.
I think if you look at, if you break the offensive down into both running and passing,
right.
I give the passing side of it to the Patriots. I mean, that's what they've done. They've right. done it with the tight ends. They've done it with the wide receivers they had. They have a great offensive scheme that they put together
right.
that Tom Brady kind of goes through meticulously and works through. Right. But if you look at the running games, I think the Giants have an edge. They have a dual-back
right.
type of threat.
Right.
And they will run the ball. The Patriots can get through
a game
without
running.
Yeah, they
want the Panthers to run. That's one thing about the Giants.
The Patriots can get
through
without even running the
right.
ball.
They throw first, run last.
Mm-hmm.
And New York's just the opposite. They're going to run the ball. They're going to pound, pound, pound. So. You're right about that.
But if you also look at it in terms of what these offenses have done this season, The Patriots have averaged right about 32 points per game. The Giants have averaged right about 26 points per game. So would you have to give it to the Patriots as far as the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, as far as the scoring, you have to give it to the Patriots.
We'll give it to the Patriots.
Quick strike offense, and they do put points on the board.
Yeah, that gives it to the Patriots.
You have to score over 21 points to beat the Patriots. You got to score points.
You're right.
30 points.
Although the offense as of late, as we saw in that championship game against the Ravens, Tom Brady did struggle. Right. No touchdowns that game, but they did get the win. Defensive side of the ball, looking at both defenses, we know that the Patriots have been ranked one of the lowest defenses in NFL history, but yet they're still in the Super Bowl. We know the Giants' defense has not been great, although they come on as of late with the addition of OCU Mayora and then Pierre Paul, JPP as they like to call him, out of nowhere becoming this huge pass rusher. You look at that both defenses, which one do you like?
Well, I have to get a nod to the Giants. You know, what's weird about both of these defenses, they don't rush the linebacker, they don't blitz linebackers, they don't blitz safeties, or they don't blitz corners.
Right.
They use the front four. I got to get a nod to the Giants. Having said that, I think it's going to come down to this. Are the Giants' defense capable of stopping the Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Patriots' defense can't stop New York Giants. New York Giants offense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to come down.
You think the Patriots defense can stop the New York Giants offense?
They can't.
Oh, can't. Okay.
It's going to come down to if the Giants can stop the Patriots from scoring.
Well, they beat the Patriots once this season. In that game, they only sacked Tom Brady once, although they pressed him a lot.
Right.
And I think that everyone in the NFL knows if you want to beat the Patriots offense, you got to get to Tom Brady.
But it came down when they played each other to the final minute on the drive.
Right.
That's how they won.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the Patriots defense can't stop the Giants. The Giants just happened to hold the Patriots, you know, and that's how they got the comeback win. They kept them from scoring. They got the ball back. If you remember that game.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Did. So I think it's going to come down to can the Giants defense, mm-hmm. and I do get a nod to the Giants, better defense.
Yeah, my check mark goes to the Giants as well because anytime you can get that kind of pressure – with four guys, that gives you that makes the secondary better.
Right.
You know, it makes the secondary
better. They got four guys back to cover receivers.
That's the thing. And see, I think that the philosophy for the Patriots on defense is kind of like a coverage kind of defense. They don't rush. They do a lot of blitzes,
right.
But they don't really get the pressure from the front four like the Giants do. So they rely a lot on coverage, a lot on scheme, and those can be broken down. Once you kind of figure out what they're running or what they want to do or who they're trying to take away, you can game plan towards that, but you can't game plan for four guys, just four guys, constantly in the backfield putting pressure on Tom Brady. And if they can do that, they've got a great chance to win.
And if you know the defensive backs and safety for the Patriots, they do play way off the receiver.
They do. They have to.
They give up a lot of yards.
Right.
But they don't. They bend.
They don't give up
a big yardage, and they play deep. And the Giants, you know, they have to play close because – you know, you got Wes Welker coming off the out the slot. You know, and you got to watch the tight ends, short yardage, and that's the way the Patriots roll. They do short yardage. They just chip away.
I think the philosophy, too, for the Patriots is even if we give up some points, let's do it quickly and get Tom Brady back on the field. You know, and let him come out there and even up the score. So I give the nod to the Giants there as well, too. Let's talk about the coaches. Looking at Bill Belichick, he's going to go down in the Hall of Fame. This will be his fifth appearance in the Super Bowl. He's won three of those. Three and one record in the Super Bowl right now. Now going for his fifth one. You look at Tom Coughlin, the stuff he's overcome. He's won in the Super Bowl as well. He's got the most wins, I think, on the road in the playoffs, or even that of Tom Landry, which is, you know, how can you anyone even Tom Landry's record? But he's going to go down as one of the best coaches as well, too, especially if he gets his win. Look at both of these teams, both of these coaches. They're about even to me because Tom Coughlin, you know, is a good.
Everybody talks about Belichick. I've seen specials. They even have shows on ESPN.
Because no one really knows how to figure this guy out.
Right. He's that type of guy. Nobody ever talks about Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Every year he's about to get fired.
Yeah.
But what he has done in his career,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to start paying attention to him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not as vocal as a. And some of the other coaches, he's not as well known. He's probably, you know, he's not a household name. But the guy gets guys to win. He knows he has a high for talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the oldest coaches. He's the most consistent coach. He's been there longer than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I have started paying attention to Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
You have to. Now you have to.
The thing about Coughlin is this, and Belichick as well, too. I don't think we can look at their careers and compare the two. Let's look at this season as a whole. Is it more impressive to take a team on the brink of disaster and bring them all the way to the Super Bowl, or is it more impressive to have a team that you know the defense is not going to play well, you got a bad defense, but still lead that team to a Super Bowl? Which is more impressive of a feat to do in one season?
Again, I say it even because Bill Belichick didn't have a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they last in defense, but he found a way to go to the Super Bowl. On the other hand, Coughlin had a team in disarray. Nobody even paid attention to the Giants. They weren't even talking of the NFC East. And here they are in the Super Bowl. So both coaches had to overcome a lot.
Yeah.
Both coaches did a great job. Both coaches have made it with handicaps on their team. But look where they are now. They're in the Super Bowl.
The thing about Coughlin and with Belichick, too, is, you know, which one of these guys do you think is going to have a good strategy against the other? Both teams have played each other this season. Both teams played each other back in 2007 with Coughlin getting the win. When it comes to halftime adjustments, I think Belichick's the best at halftime adjustments.
Right.
For whatever reason. Right. I ain't going to go back to Spygate, but for whatever reason, they make the best adjustments at halftime.
Well, one thing
about Coughlin instills something in his men to make them know that they can play.
Right. One thing about it, this will be the most important game, I think, in both of them.
In both of their career, yeah. Absolutely.
This is probably, I'm not talking, this count the other Super Bowl wins, but I think this is the most important one right here.
So I think we can call it even?
I think we can call that even, sir.
Wow. It's going to come down to the wire on this one, man, and I think it's going to come down to this particular part of it. We went through the road to the Super Bowl. We went through the quarterbacks. We went through the offense, the defense side of the ball, the coaches. I want to get to some key factors I think that may influence the game one way or the other. Then, of course, we'll give our pick at the end of the show. Stay tuned also for the Icebreaker Radio Show, which is coming up right after us. And, of course, you can always go back and download this show tomorrow, right before the game, by going to rfsportsradio.com. It'll be there as well. Key factors I want to talk about real quick.
Okay.
The injury to Gronkowski. Lots been made about it. We know he's a little tender. We saw how he went down in the Baltimore Ravens game. Number one, I think the guy's going to be hurt. I think he'll still play no matter what. I think it may tighten up on him. But I think that also the Patriots have used this to their advantage.
Yeah, I said don't believe that, because Belichick has in the past said guys were hurt.
Yeah,
you know, and they
absolutely
wasn't. So I wouldn't believe Gronkowski will play. If he's going to play, he's healthy.
And the best thing about this
is he'll play hurt. So
Bill Belichick is such a smart guy. He's used this to draw everyone's attention off of the team and put it on Gronkowski.
Right.
But the good thing is, though, the Giants haven't really bought into it.
No.
All the players have said he's going to play. We're going to play like he's going to play.
He's done this in the past.
Yeah, of course he has.
In the Super Bowl,
of course
he's done this in the past. Somebody is a probable starter.
So do you think it plays any factor at all of what happens in the game?
No, I think that is it.
I don't think so either, because the Patriots
will be healthy and
the Patriots have proved one thing. They have a system. It doesn't matter what player they fit into their system. They have a system that works, and that's what they're going to ride with every time. Let me ask you about the Ocho Cinco factor. A lot of people thinking that maybe this would be the game that he breaks out, makes a couple of catches, gets a touchdown, becomes MVP. I've heard all kind of stuff. You think Ocho Cinco is going to play any factor in the game?
Ocho Cinco won't even dress. My understanding is he won't even be dressed for the game.
Wouldn't he be dressed for the game?
Right.
Wow.
That's what my sources tell me. I thought maybe that was a plan to hold him out to the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
you know, use him in some type of scheme. But I don't think Belichick goes with it. I don't think he has faith in it. I don't think he believes in it.
I think Ocho Cinco's going to suit up. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play. And I think that he'll catch a ball. I think he'll catch one pass at least in the Super Bowl. I think he'll be some type of factor. Now, what kind of factor that will be, I don't know, but I think he will play it. I think he will catch the
even just
ball.
To use him as a decoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But he's drawing a lot of attention as well, though he's done nothing this season, drawing a lot of attention. Last I want to talk about is the Indianapolis factor, the fact that this game has been played in Indianapolis.
Indoors.
In that stadium where Bill Belichick has lost chances to go to Super Bowl, he's battled Peyton Manning in that stadium. Now he's got to battle Eli Manning in that stadium. That stadium has some ghosts when it comes to the Patriot teams that have been in there. Now, they've won in there before,
right,
too.
But the good thing about it is neutral for both teams.
Yeah, it is, but we got to realize that every time Brady and them take a snap or enter that locker room or going in that stadium, right, they have to realize
those
games in the past they've lost, those battles against the Colts, they've lost chances to go to Super Bowl in that stadium. It's got to play a factor.
Well, that could be motivation. I mean, the reverse could be motivation for them to go in and win.
Could be.
But I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think these guys are more experienced than that. Belichick, you know, he's the kind of coach that's in the past.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next step. You know, he doesn't really, you know, talk about the past too much. But I think it's new to ground, different crowd, Super Bowl. I think it may be a motivation for the Patriots.
Could be. Well, the time has come. We're at our pregame show. Now we have to give our picks, of course. And to give our picks, we have to lose a final factor, and that's the eye test. What we've seen from both of these teams all season. Now, from what you've seen by all these teams this season, we look at the tail of the tape, and going back to what we reviewed so far, we look at the Rose of Super Bowl. We called the road for the Giants was a little bit harder. We gave the nod to the Giants there. Quarterbacks, we called it even. When it came down to the offenses, we called the offenses even as well. Called the offenses to the Patriots, so now we have another even matchup. Then we called the defense for the Giants, called the coaches even, and we felt like the key factors wouldn't even make a real big difference in the game. So now it comes down to your eye test. If you go by what we judged so far, we both had the Giants winning by the defense alone. Now is your eye test time.
Okay, so it's pick time.
It's pick time.
Okay. I thought about everything we talked about. This is my pick on the game, and then I'm going to tell you who won. I think the first half is about even. And you said something earlier, Belichick is the best at making adjustments at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I think he makes adjustments at halftime for them to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to give the nod to the Patriots just on that.
So you going with the Patriots to win?
The Patriots to win.
What about your score? 31-27. I'm going to look it back at everything we talked about and the eye test as well, and I'm going to give the win to the Giants. Only reason I say I'm going to give the win to the Giants is because looking at the defense wins championships. I think that will get to Tom Brady. I think
they have the Ravens.
The Ravens didn't do what the Ravens were in position to win the game. Let's be honest. Okay, they had a chance to win. They had a couple of things that happened. They didn't give them the win. I think the Giants will win. I think the game will be close. I think it will be 27-24. Ironically, when they did the Madden 12 simulation, it came out the Giants win 27-24 as well. I think the Giants win this game. I think Eli Manning gets the second Super Bowl win inside the same stadium that his brother built. None of this is going to be a good game either way.
Yes, it will. So we do have two opposite picks. For the Super Bowl, you're taking the Giants and I'm taking the Patriots. And
we'll see what happens.
Right.
So that's our pregame show. You guys enjoy the game. We'll be back with you guys live again coming up on Tuesday to wrap up the Super Bowl. Until then, enjoy the game. Make sure you check us out at rfsportsradio.com or at dfanmedia.net. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RF Sports Radio. Again, thank you guys for your time. We'll see you guys on Tuesday, right here, same time, same station.
You know you want sports talk.
From a fan's perspective.
There's two problems with signing Tyson Chandler long term. One is the fact that you only have Dirk for 4 years. And then there's a current player that's making a whole big fuss right now. And that's one, Jason Terry. Terry, I love you, dog, but chill out. You know what I'm saying? Terry right now is making a big fuss about he wants a contract extension. His last year is next year.
He gets $10 million.
That's what I'm saying. But now he wants a contract extension, and he's holding the man to the level like, look, extend me right now. Extend me right now. You got cap room. Extend me right now.
This is the RF Sports Show, delivering high quality sports talk.